From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us with some extremely local news. And good news, more public restrooms coming to Chicago. Seamus?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, there's been a push for a couple years now by a couple alder people that want to install public restrooms around the city. You know, they're thinking about transit workers. They're thinking about people who live outside and people that just can't get into restrooms at downtown establishments and in some pretty densely packed neighborhoods. So they just announced there's going to be a pilot program. They're going to have four going up somewhere around the city. They haven't announced the spots yet, but I think these are going to be pretty interesting to look at. They are they're not going to be brick buildings. These are like stainless steel pods, I believe, with self-cleaning toilets, and it's going to be like a little space pods around. So if you're downtown and you see these and you're wondering how clean they are inside, it remains to be seen, but apparently they're supposed to be self-cleaning somehow, so stay tuned.
Plush porta potties? Is that what they're touting here?
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be like the VIP festival package, with someone handing you a towel and a breath mint. But for people that are really in need for them, it's going to be a lifesaver and helpful for all.
The big city talk lately has been about Formula One coming to Chicago, or is it? What are you hearing, Seamus?
Right now, it looks like a big probably no, but Formula One has been definitely kicking the tires about maybe having a race in Chicago. The breadcrumbs they left where they've applied for some trademarks just in case, like Formula One Chicago Grand Prix, Grand Prix of Chicago, that sort of thing. So they had to do that publicly with the U.S. Patent Office. There has been apparently maybe some behind the scenes talk with the city. The mayor's office says no, they haven't been negotiating, but one alderman had said there had been initial talks. Formula One wanted a 10-year deal, and that's probably going to be a non-starter in Chicago. We had enough trouble getting people to support NASCAR, so adding another race could be problematic. NASCAR, as everyone remembers, was last 4th of July weekend, and it rained that whole weekend, so yeah. The numbers are sort of hard to figure out if that was a success or not. I know a lot of people were annoyed by the closures, but it will be back July 6th and 7th, so hopefully it doesn't rain that weekend.
And if we did have Formula One here, any idea when it would be? What time of year?
There's been, it really hasn't gotten that far. I mean, I would assume that they don't want to be driving around in January, but yeah. I don't know. It doesn't even snow that much anymore. So I would guess they would probably, they'd probably target, depending on NASCAR's, if they're here to stay, working that out. But I would guess it's probably either or just because it took a couple weeks of closure. So I'm not sure they can get away with shutting down downtown for the whole summer.
Yeah, and it seems to me that most of the takeaway from NASCAR was actually pretty good in terms of the television ratings and the attention, the positive attention it brought to our city. But I know a lot of people were inconvenienced, weren't they?
They were. I mean, I watched it. It was fascinating just to see people zooming around on the streets of Chicago. I think if you looked at it from a perspective of how it framed Chicago to the outside world, that was a positive. The closer you got to it, the closer you lived to it. Those are the people that started to get more annoyed by it. So
right.
I think it depends basically on how much you like NASCAR as well.
Yeah, I think so. All right, if you're planning a party, you can charter a CTA train, can't you?
Yeah, here's something I never knew. Apparently, if you pay the right price, you can rent out an entire five-car CTA train. They won't let you. They won't let you do it during the weekday rush hours. They have enough trouble running trains on time then. But if you want to do it off hours, not on the weekday rush, for $3,000, you can book your own train. You can't drink on it, but We found out about this because a group of MBA students from the University of Chicago posted some pictures recently, and they had about 130 people on this train, and they went on a pub crawl where they actually, for 5.5 hours, they would get the train to drop them off in a neighborhood, then circle around and pick them all up, and it looked pretty interesting. We got a lot of comments about people who don't like the CTA were saying, like, who would ever want to do this? But I don't know. It looked like a lot of fun. They apparently have been doing it since the 1930s, but not a lot of people take them up on it. They said they do about one a year at this point, birthday parties, nonprofit fundraisers, and that sort of thing. Of course, you know, you can rent them for movies as well, and that happens a lot more often if, you know, Harrison Ford wants to break away.
I wonder if they have any of the old signs still around. No smoking, no spitting. They'll need to put those up again. Finally, we have the story of a magic water pump on the northwest side. What's this all about?
Here's another thing about Chicago I didn't know, and I've been here a long time. There is a water pump in the Schiller Woods Forest Preserve, you know, one of those forest preserve water pumps. But the locals around there, there's a lot of them are convinced it's somehow magic water, a fountain of youth of sorts. So people actually line up there to fill up their water jugs, and they claim there's health benefits to it. You know, I'm not here to tout that or anything like that, but they've done some tests on it, and they say, yeah, there's less iron in it. It's water from an aquifer 31 feet beneath the pump. So it's it tastes different than Lake Michigan water without the chemicals. So people are fans of it. And Hop Butcher for the World, the brewery on the north side, they went out and got a bunch of gallons of it, and they're making a beer with this special magic pump water. They're calling it Regeneration Station. So
of course they are. Yeah.
Yeah, of course they are. So, you know, it's like Tuck Everlasting, if you remember that old book. You know, drink this, live forever, perhaps, or at least cancel out the effect of the beer, maybe.
Good idea. Seamus Toomey. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.